welcome to the Uplifting Content Podcast. I'm your host and the founder of Uplifting Content, Ione Butler. And in each episode, I'll be speaking to a special guest about a topic that we hope will inspire and uplift you. Enjoy the show. Today, I'm speaking with the wonderful Dr. Andrew Abram. Dr. Andrew, can I call you Andrew or do I have to say doctor? What's the official?
No, I prefer Andrew, please.
Okay, cool. Like, I don't want to be offensive, but it's just going to be a mouthful. Andrew, hi, how are you? Thanks for joining me today.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Also, Andrew has kindly offered to give away 5 winners a bunch of Orgain products, which is his company. And we'll talk about those in a bit. Make sure that you sign up. We'll be running it for a month and giving some people some awesome nutritional products for you guys to try. So, Andrew, with all that blah, blah, blah stuff, we'd love for you just to introduce yourself and tell your story, because it's fascinating. So, yeah, share away.
Sure. So currently I am the founder and CEO of Orgain. We make organic nutritional products, organic protein products, things like shakes and powders and bars. And we focus on the cleanest ingredients and the best products possible. But the journey to get here is an interesting one. I am a medical doctor by trade. And that was my calling. I was supposed to My dad was a doctor. Everyone in our families are physicians. So I was supposed to take over his practice and kind of follow in his footsteps. And that was the original plan. Things got derailed a bit. My senior year of high school, I felt fine. I was playing varsity sports, going about my business, hanging out with my friends. Everything was going well. And one day I just felt a small little lump right in my abdomen. And I didn't know exactly what it was. Told my dad about it, who's a pediatrician, and he said, "No, I'm not sure what it is either, but let's get it checked out if it doesn't go away by tomorrow." And unfortunately, it didn't go away by tomorrow. We got it checked out, and it ended up being this aggressive cancer called rhabdomyosarcoma. So I got a biopsy done, and they told me this diagnosis. And while we were hoping that it was localized, it was not localized. The cancer had spread and had involved lymph nodes and so forth. So it necessitated all of the bad treatments that I'm sure you're familiar with. So things like chemotherapy and radiation and surgery, all right in the middle of my senior year of high school. So last thing I was expecting, but certainly a completely new experience for me, and a very difficult experience, not just for me, but for my family. And it required that I go to the hospital every 3 weeks and get this IV treatment. And this IV treatment was very aggressive and very strong and would just knock me out. And I wouldn't feel well for 3 weeks. And when I started to feel a little bit better, I'd be back in the hospital again, getting another round of this aggressive treatment. Mm. So with that, I started losing a lot of energy. I started losing a lot of weight. I didn't feel very well. And I couldn't even really be around people. So because my immune system was suppressed, I couldn't be around more than a couple of people in the house. So I was limited in what I could do. And I was trying to find a way to pass the time or something, that, because I was just hanging out. And for some reason, I picked the topic of nutrition. And I dove into nutrition pretty deep. And I ended up reading well over 120 books on nutrition and wellness. I would read one. The next day, I would get another. And it just kind of snowballed into reading all of these books on nutrition and wellness and organic. And it was really one day when I was sitting at the hospital and I was reading a page in a book, and it said, "Here's a list of ingredients that you should never, ever put in your body." And my doctor had, before had told me, "Listen, you're down to 100 pounds. You need to do something about your weight. So take this." And he gave me a sample of a conventional nutritional shake and said, "Drink as many of these as you can," and gave me some coupons. And my mom went out and got cases and cases of this stuff. So I was drinking these shakes under the impression that they were good for me. It came from my doctor. It says number one doctor recommended on the front. And I just, I trusted and believed that what I was ingesting was actually good for me. And this page in the book that I was reading in the hospital said, "Here's a list of ingredients that you should never, ever have in your body. You should never be ingesting any of this." And I read the page, and then I just so happened to have just my nutritional shake that I was drinking in my other hand. And I said, "Well, let me put these side by side just to make sure that none of this stuff is in here." And I put them side by side, and it read exactly like the page. Everything that you're not, everything that you're not supposed to have, was somehow they were able to cram it all into the shake that I was drinking four or five a day. So things like high fructose corn syrup, genetically modified soy protein, artificial flavors, and the list went on with preservatives and all kinds of horrible ingredients that are not good for you. And my doctor came in and said, and wanted to talk to me. And I said, well, I got to ask you a question before we get into that. You know, I'm in my lowest of lows right now. I'm not feeling well at all. I don't have any energy. And I'm trying to find something that'll help me. And what I'm reading is that this shake that you gave me is the worst thing for me.
How do you take that?
What are your thoughts? Yeah. And I thought, I initially thought he'd be defensive about it and try to, defend the product and tell me a little bit about what he thought about it. But he said, you know what? You're right. They're really not that good for you. But this is what we have in the form of liquid nutrition. This is all we have. If you go out there and you find something better, let me know. I'd love to recommend something else to my patients, but this is what we have, and you need liquid calories, and you need as many calories as possible so you can withstand the treatment. Now, mind you, I was drinking these shakes, but I didn't feel well. I wouldn't digest them well. I just felt off. It's not like I was improving my energy. It's just, I didn't feel good at all on these shakes. But I was forcing them down. I was forcing them down because I felt like I absolutely had to. Anyways, to make a long story short, I stopped drinking these bad shakes and went home and just started blending my own organic shakes. I went and got a nice Vitamix blender, and I went to the store and I replaced all of those bad ingredients with healthy, organic, clean ingredients. So instead of genetically modified soy, I was using organic whey protein, or if instead of it was high fructose corn syrup, I was using organic brown rice and fruits and vegetables, things like spinach and kale and all kinds of different berries and so forth. And I would blend these shakes four, five, six times a day. And that's the only change that I made in my diet. Nothing else changed. And I noticed week after week, I started to feel a little bit better. I started withstanding the treatments better. My energy was kind of going up. My weight was going up. And several months, 5 to 6 months later, I had gained close to 20 pounds back, and keep in mind, I'd started at about 150 pounds or so. I got down to 100 pounds and I gained back 20 plus pounds, which was huge for me because I felt much better. And the only thing I changed were these magical organic shakes. That's the only change I made in my diet.
Right.
So it really stuck with me. I went on to college and then medical school, and then I did my residency in family medicine and integrative medicine. And I had a lot of patients asking me, what can I do to get more protein in my diet? I'm on the go and I want something convenient. What do you recommend? And I couldn't tell them, go out and buy these brands because I knew what was inside. So in the worst time possible in my life, it was my internship year of residency, which is a year where you're working 100 hour plus weeks. When my wife was pregnant with our first boy, I decided to start this company called Orgain. And Orgain comes from our mantra is gain health, gain energy, gain life. And I wanted everything to be organic, and we combined that into Orgain. And I launched the world's first organic ready-to-drink shake back in 2009. And we started with just a few stores here and there in the natural food stores and through Whole Foods. And we've expanded quite a bit. And now we sell to mass stores. We sell to places like Costco, and we're on Amazon and so forth. And the brand is doing very well, and helping, most importantly, helping a lot of people. A lot of people that that were in my shoes and said, I don't want to drink this. Is there something else? And at that time, I could tell you that there was nothing else. We've been able to make something that's much better and what people are considering now the gold standard in nutrition. And it's great because we have people that are, what's really nice is we have people, initially, I thought it was going to be for nourishment, people that are sick, people that are going through the same thing that I was going through. What I found out is that while we are helping those people, and it's a huge group for us, people that have, whether they have stage 4 cancer or a digestive issue, or they may be battling an eating disorder, and it's helping them and sustaining them, about 90% of our business today is active lifestyles. So it's people that are healthy, that are just on the go, looking for something clean and convenient and mm-hmm. nutritious. You know, moms on the go, athletes, students. And it's been so wonderful to see kind of how we've been catering to, whether it's an Olympic athlete on this side or a stage four cancer patient that needs extra help. So that's where we are today. And it's been a very humbling journey. And Orgain continues to grow. And I'm focused still daily on improving our products and launching new products. And that's what I do on a daily basis.
It's awesome. It's really incredible. And I can't believe that only up until 2009, there was organic sort of nutritional shakes and things like organic. Yeah. I can't believe that it took that long for someone to do this. It's wild.
It is. And I'll tell you, you know, we have a lot of nutritionists and a lot of doctors. I mean, I think the one word that we've heard consistently since we launched is finally, you know, we've been waiting for something like this for decades. And, the people behind the conventional nutritional shakes just don't get it. They're putting ingredients in that improves their gross margin and their profits, but they don't care about the end consumer and how it affects their body. And we take a different approach. What we're focused on is making sure that the ingredients we put in is going to help the end user as much as possible. And whether that's someone that's sick or someone that's an athlete or a student, you know, we're seeing wonderful letters of gratitude and how Orgain has helped so many people across the nation.
Mm. So, I mean, I find it fascinating that there's all these companies, you know, I have a lot of guy friends that are super into working out, you know, and they've got these like massive tubs of completely disgusting protein powder. And I know so many guy friends that just poison themselves on a daily basis in this thing of like, you know, looking lean and great and whatever. And I'm just like, I just want to shake them and just be like, do you know, like, why do you not, like, there needs to be like a huge education in what we're consuming and putting into our bodies, because there's a lack of education and understanding about what nutrition is, and don't poison yourself. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Do you have like part of the company that is educating people on nutrition? Like, as a doctor, I've heard that like nutrition is a tiny part of doctor training, which just is shocking as well.
Yeah, it's backwards. So you're right. In medical school, I got 2 weeks of training in nutrition.
That just drives this madness. At drama school, I got a week and a half of on camera classes. Yeah, which is the same kind of dumb thing.
Right. And you know, it's disappointing. And a lot of patients go to their doctors to get advice on nutrition, not realizing that the doctor is probably the last person you should talk to about nutrition. Everything I learned about nutrition was self-taught. And just like you, I have friends that have these huge tubs of powders, and they're trying to consume, you know, 300 grams of protein a day and bench press 400 pounds. And I think what they don't realize is, you know, certainly protein is good for you, but where that protein comes from is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Right. And you don't want to overload yourself. I think everything in moderation makes sense. But I think more importantly than that is where those calories and where that protein is coming from. If you're consuming a large tub of protein that's filled with artificial sweeteners, things that have been linked to carcinogens, over time, the body doesn't do well with those things. So the idea and the focus is, you know, and what we do at Orgain is we want to make sure that it's clean first. No hormones, no antibiotics, no pesticides, no herbicides. That's a given. Mm-hmm. From there, we want to make sure it's nutritious. And more importantly than what's in the product is what's not in the product. So things like, you know, things like artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, gums like carrageenan and all these things, we want to make sure that they're not used in the products, right? We want to make sure that the products are as clean as possible so that people can consume them and they're as close to real food as possible. And that's our focus. I think what you see a lot of companies do is just put everything that they can so that the end consumer, like a bodybuilder, for example, sees that they're benefiting from it. But really, maybe there's short-term benefit and they're gaining muscles, but the long-term benefit is their health, and it's really not worth it.
No. Yeah, I agree. So I'd love to have a chat about Why Hunger, which is a company that you've recently started working with. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful partnership that we've recently formed with Why Hunger, and they're a New York-based nonprofit. And what they do, and something that we're working with them on, is basically going into food banks and realizing what we've found is that there isn't a problem in this. There isn't a problem with scarcity of food. We have plenty of food. Mm-hmm. The issue is the type of food, right? Mm-hmm. So I think what we're seeing is that, you know, food banks can get a truckload of Oreo cookies and chips and this and, you know, all the things that are not very good for you. And what we're focused on, same thing with our company as with Why Hunger, is we want to focus on the quality of the food versus the quantity of the food. So we want people that need food to get nourishing food, to get fruits and vegetables and fresh meats and milk and things like that, as opposed to just junk food. For us, you know, at Orgain, everything that we do is all about the quality and the ingredients and how important that is. And sometimes when somebody's hungry, everyone thinks, you know, someone's starving and they're hungry, they're asking for calories, right? So they could give them, you know, here's a can of soda, here's white bread, here's some chips. But really, when you're hungry, I think the body is yearning for nutrition and nutrients. It's not calories. And what our focus is and what our partnership embodies is that we want to bring quality nutrition to as many people as we can. So we're really excited about the partnership. It's something that we think will do very well and be well received and will help, you know, hopefully hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, I hope so. Now, I think there's a lot of people that aren't educated in healthy, nutritious food. And so I think the products that you have are fantastic. I'm a vegetarian. And so it's definitely hard on the go trying to go and get veggie food. You know, if you're driving or on the road, like driving around America, going into a gas station or whatever, like there's you know, a bowl of, you know, bad fruit. And that's the only actual real food that's in that whole place, maybe a bottle of water. So having these products is great, but what do you think would be good advice for people just to get more educated and just in general becoming more healthy and eating better food?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general we have to go back to what was simple. You know, there's a slogan that I've seen that says eat organic, or as grandma used to call it, food, right? We want everything to resemble or be as close to food as possible. So, I used to tell my patients, and I tell family members and friends, is that we want kind of a rainbow diet. So your rainbow diet should be something like across the spectrum: red strawberry, yellow banana, green spinach, and you want to make sure that you're getting kind of the full spectrum throughout the day. And it's hard to do that. And when I say orange, I'm talking about an orange, not Cheetos, right? So you want to make sure.
Let's be clear about that.
The colors should come from things that are actually good for you. And I think as long as we keep it simple and we minimize the bad, right? A lot of people overcomplicate it and go on crazy diets and do all kinds of things. But I think just going back to simplicity and trying to use products. I mean, sometimes we need convenient products. We need something on the go. But looking for products that don't have all of the bad in it, I think goes a long way to preserve our health. Yeah, I think making sure that we're keeping it simple. You know, I think making sure that if we need convenient foods, you know, that's okay. But making sure that there aren't any bad ingredients in the convenient foods, making sure that we're double checking and reading those lists of ingredients, and making sure that it makes sense. You know, organic, and, you know, whether it's fruits and vegetables, making sure that they're clean, and whether our proteins that we're getting them from hormone-free, antibiotic-free sources. And I think the longer we're able to keep it simple and clean, the better for your health.
Yeah, great point. I've got a comment from Andrew. Hello, Andrew. The foods we grow up with are so addictive. And when you get older, it's hard to take a look. It is so hard to look like me. I only butler. It scares me that I only have a label to let me know something is organic or not, when the people that have been poisoning us with our food, they are the same people who are labeling the food as organic or not organic. What is true or not? I think that's a really great point. It's very difficult to know what is organic and what is healthy and what is good food. Because there's, I mean, it's,
yeah. There's a lot of confusion out there. And I'll tell you, when I first started, I didn't know what organic meant and what it, you know, is it real? Does it matter? And I could tell you that the USDA organic symbol on the product is real. I mean, it's a big deal because we get audited. We get, you know, we have to go through a variety of different things to make sure that it is organic. It's traced back to the source to make sure that it's organic. So I think if you are looking for something organic and you see someone that just throws the word organic on there, I think looking for that USDA organic symbol, and I could tell you from experience and what I see every day, it means a lot. It means a lot.
Interesting. Because I read something that the USDA were an organization that were originally set up for it was set up for kind of farmers and things like that and companies. So I didn't actually trust it. So yeah. It's reassuring to hear that you're saying that they actually do care and that it is a legit symbol.
They do. And we go through a third party certification program, whether it's QAI or somebody else, and they go through and they check and audit and recheck. And it's something that I think you have to find a company, of course, that's reputable, that's always evolving the products. I mean, we're always launching new products, but what we're focused on is also improving our current products. So we're always trying to evolve and make sure that we're using the cleanest and best ingredients, and what we say is on the package is in the package.
Got it. Finally, yeah, what's next for you? What exciting things have you got coming up? Some other stuff that you can share with us?
Yeah, so I lead all innovation here at Orgain, so I'm focused on all the new products, which is really exciting. So whether it's a new flavor, with the partnership with Why Hunger, we're launching a bananas and cream flavor, and we're giving back $1 for every purchase. So we're excited about that, and we're providing at least 50,000 meals in conjunction with that. So new flavors is something that we're focused on, but also new products. We make a kids shake today. We're launching a kids bar that I'm very excited about, because I have two boys of my own that are running around all the time, and I'm always looking for something that's going to be clean and nutritious and I can feel good about giving it to them. So we have that, a new adult protein bar. So I think there's all kinds of things that we have going on here. We're always trying something new and always trying to be the most progressive company in delivering the cleanest and healthiest products.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing what you're doing. I mean, it's such a non-brainer. It's such a no-brainer for me. And yet there's so many organizations and companies that don't think of people's health first. It's always about the bottom line. And so it's amazing when you've got pioneering companies like you guys who are looking out for people's health and wanting to nourish people and feed people properly. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we hope to continue.
Yes, awesome. So everybody, there is a giveaway. We're giving away some of the Orgain protein powder and ready to go shakes. So the link to sign up for that is in the post description here. That's it from us. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. And I will see you next Tuesday for another interview. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Uplifting Content Podcast with me, Ione Butler. I record these episodes live on the Uplifting Content Facebook page every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific. So if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook Live to share your thoughts and questions. Make sure that you're subscribed so that you get updated with the latest episodes twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. It really helps us to reach more people and more listeners. So once you've done a review, email us a screenshot of your review to info@upliftingcontent.com and we will send you a special gift to say thank you. Lastly, the only way that you'll ever get notified from me is if you sign up for my weekly-ish email, which will have information about all our giveaways, what I'm up to, who's coming up on the interviews, just all the good stuff that you don't want to miss. So that's it. We'll have links to all that information in the show notes, and I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you on the lives, perhaps, soon. Bye.